CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. It's another trip into the bunker and out with the cheese, you might say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And yep, this is definitely Cheese Please.
Oh, yeah, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And we're going a little crazy this week. You found these people, didn't you, Daffodil?
I did, and I really, really, really like them, and I am really excited to share them with our cheesified audience.
The postmodern jukebox. What is that, you say?
Well, we'll explain more later.
Yes. On top of that, we're going to rock you wherever Amadeus is these days.
I believe he's in a grave.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get him to roll over in his grave.
No, perhaps. No, no, that's Beethoven.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Falco with a chart-topping cheesy from 1986, a little later on. But we're starting off the show with a group we didn't really know who they were until recently. But, man, some stuff here with the Yellow Magic Orchestra. I remember growing up in Canada, a children's television show used one of these cuts. And it stuck in my mind for years. I finally found it, Daffodil. I finally found it. Online.
Which is so strange.
I know, but it stuck in my mind for like many, many decades. I found it. I'm excited to play it. And another cut by the Yellow Magic Orchestra. Shortly we'll have Computer Game, but here's the cut I've been looking for many years. La Femme Chinoise?
Yes, which translates as the Chinese woman.
On?
Cheese, please.
Thank you. détritus en monceaux. Discrétion noire haute, Confucius livre rouge, arrière-pensée qui sait, un monde fini.
A show for the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
I tell you, Yellow Magic Orchestra and Computer Game on Cheese Please. Before that, we have them doing La Femme Chinoise. That's about as French as I can get. Also known as The Chinese Woman. Fun songs.
Don't yes, you think very Davino? Strange.
Very strange, but very cool. And the first one, The Chinese Woman, was part of a children's television show in Canada at one point back in the 1980s. That's even more weird, don't you think?
Terribly so.
Oh, yes. Just patronize me, Daffodil. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Just a little bit. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yes, and this week we have Postmodern Jukebox, an interesting take on hit songs. Turn them around, flip them over, take 90 songs, and go back a few decades. That's
basically
isn't it?
What they're doing is they're taking modern music.
Yes.
And then reworking it into different vintage genres, such as swing and jazz.
Okay.
Postmodern Jukebox.
What?
I know. I'm going to pop my peas. There's a lot of them coming up.
Plosives. Be prepared. Okay, fine.
It's a rotating musical collective founded by arranger and pianist Scott Bradley in 2011.
Okay.
They have amassed over 1.4 billion views on YouTube of the videos they release each week.
Oh, what are we doing on our show then?
We're not doing videos.
They don't need us,
but they're so cool, we're going to play them anyway.
Fair enough.
And each song has different people. It's not a single group. It's like a collective group of artists that come together and make these songs.
Oh, okay.
There's 70 different performers, and they've toured 6 continents.
Wow, they're pretty busy then.
They are pretty busy. They're pretty cool, though. That's why we're going to play them.
Well, it's an interesting take on these particular songs that came out in the 1990s. You probably know them. You know about the Spice Girls. You know about Aqua Du and Barbie Girl. But you haven't heard these versions of these songs. We're going to play Barbie Girl shortly, done by Aqua in the 1990s, all bubbly, techno-pop and all that stuff. This time around, Postmodern Jukebox takes a Beach Boys-style surfing 60s slant on it.
Which is actually pretty cool.
But we're starting off with the Spice Girls' Wannabe, 1990 song, very popular. This time around, it's done 1940s style. Rather interesting, right here on
Cheese Please.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. What you want, what you really want. If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, you better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we will be just fine. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really want. What you want? I wanna really, really wanna see.
music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Barbie girl, come on, Barbie.
Barbie
girl, come on, Barbie.
Barbie
come on, Barbie. Barbie girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Creation.
Postmodern Jukebox and Barbie Girl, and I think, personally, if they did that version, Aqua did that version, maybe Mattel wouldn't have sued Aqua over the whole Barbie Girl thing back in the 90s.
Oh.
Just think, Daffodil. Mattel could have came out with a Barbie surfing van and the Barbie surfboard and Ken.
That
the...
all happened.
Oh, really?
There was a Barbie surfing van. There was a Barbie back in the 60s, mind you.
Yeah, well.
But Barbie was a surfing girl. Well, she was a Malibu Barbie. I mean, really.
Well, they could reissue it, you know, in time of that instead of suing them back then like they did. Well, that's just a personal observation. But you had more information about Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes, they started out in New York.
Okay.
In the founder's basement in Astoria.
Okay.
And one of the most interesting facts that I have about Postmodern Jukebox...
Yes?
...is that they have had a lot of guest vocalists.
Sure.
And a lot of their guest vocalists have actually been American Idol finalists.
Really?
Yes, really. Mm. Like, a lot of finalists.
Well, think about it. You're coming off a contract, you need a gig... Hey, maybe we could get these guys for a few bucks.
Because they've had a lot of different vocalists. And all of these American Idol people who are listed here, I don't know who any of these people are.
Oh, like who?
Vonzell Solomon, Blake Lewis, Melinda Doolittle, Haley Reinhart, Casey Abrams.
Casey Abrams! I remember Casey Abrams!
Really?
I remember Casey Kasem, but...
No. Casey Abrams, Casey Kasem, not the same.
Oh, well...
Casey Abrams is alive, Casey Kasem is dead. I mean, really. Thea Magia, DeAndre Brackensick.
Oh, okay.
Joey Cook, Rayvon Owen, Clark Beckham.
Okay. I get the deal. A lot of them.
Some vocalists that didn't quite make it through the audition process for Idol still ended up on Postmodern Jukebox. They have covers of a lot of really cool songs.
Wow.
They've done covers of Lady Gaga. They've done covers of...
A lot of people. There.
They did the Pokemon theme.
Oh,
they did
no.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
They've done the Talking Heads.
Wow.
They've done Outkast.
Oh, boy.
David Bowie.
I get the point. Okay.
It's really, really cool. They have a YouTube channel. If you want to check them out, dear listeners, you really should check out Postmodern Jukebox. There's some really cool stuff out there.
Yes, but don't go anywhere because you're going to check out this right now.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
And this week, it went number one in 1986. Speaking of Casey Kasem, it went number one in 1986.
Don't do that.
Sorry, couldn't resist. Volko's Rock Me Amadeus, son.
Cheese, please.
In der großen Stadt, es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Du mit es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus as our chart-topping cheesy this week. They didn't have enough echo in that.
No, they needed way more echo. And for anyone who's curious, no, the song had nothing to do with the movie.
The movie came out in the 80s, though.
The movie came out in 84.
Amadeus.
Which was a period drama. It was not set to a rock soundtrack.
Yeah.
But this song came out over a year later.
Oh, okay. So they sort of rode on the coattails of the movie anyway, with the word Amadeus in there. I can theorize anyway.
That's another one of your crackpot theories.
Yeah, well, it's Cheese Please. What do you expect? My name is Snarfdo.
And I'm Davidil, and we have wound our way to, once again, the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
How does it go so quick? I don't get that.
It's the tornado on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now it's about to be the pneumatic tube on the radio. Freaking vacuum on that thing. It's loud.
It's very strong.
Okay. I got my head in the tube here. Okay. There we go.
And we are playing... Oh, my gosh. We're playing the Ramones.
That seems odd.
The Ramones on our show?
That seems odd.
Well, I just read the piece of paper. Of course, I put it in there beforehand, but, you know.
So you already knew what the piece of paper said.
You're ruining the magic of Radio Daffodil.
I know.
Okay. Ending off the show with Chainsaw by the Ramones. Hang on to your ears. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for Cheese Please. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.